the Fed stays dovish, and the S&P 500 hits a new record. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 8th day of April. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Southwest Airlines is calling back some workers. The embattled head of the NRA says he just forgot about those fancy trips. There is still a chip shortage, and that's idling some car makers. Day traders looking to blue chips? That's a story. We've got some weed news for you today. Levi's has reported a double-digit sales decline, but paints a rosy picture moving forward. We've got the Wall Street Report, and are you an introvert or an extrovert or a mixture, and why does it matter? For the interview, it's Rob Perry, the sales and marketing director for the Michigan-based Reliable Aftermarket Parts, a company with remarkable growth over the past 6 years. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at OasisAdvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Pick up all the latest, well, news, right? Investors ignored the uptick in new unemployment claims that came in at 744,000 new claims when the expectation was that we might see a much lower number, around 690,000. Instead, investors focused on the dovish news from the central bank, as Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank has the tools to curb any inflation pressures, which are expected to be temporary as the economy reopens. He also noted that disparate efforts to vaccinate people globally is a risk to progress for the economic rebound, which remains uneven and incomplete. In other words, no policy changes from the Fed. That bit of news moved the S&P 500 to a new high, gaining 17 points to end the trade at 4097. I'll have all the numbers for you in just a bit. In the travel sector, we're seeing a more hopeful response, even as COVID cases in the U.S. tick upward. Today, Reuters reported that Southwest Airlines is recalling over 2,700 flight attendants from leave to support its summer schedule, ending a voluntary furlough program introduced during the coronavirus pandemic as travel demand waned. As more Americans become vaccinated, Southwest is among U.S. airlines signaling a recovery and trying to prepare for pent-up demand for domestic leisure travel. Last week, the airline said it had recalled 209 pilots from a similar voluntary leave program. Both recalls, well, they take effect on June 1st. Well, we can blame it all on a bit of memory loss. Bloomberg is reporting the embattled head of the National Rifle Association just forgot to mention those fancy free yacht trips that go against NRA policy. The National Rifle Association is currently in bankruptcy court, and that is where Wayne LaPierre defended the use of the yacht, calling the trips a security retreat. Family members joined him occasionally on the yacht, which is owned by a principal shareholder of a company that was paid by the organization to raise money, handle public relations, and produce television shows. U.S. bankruptcy judge Harlan Hale will take LaPierre's testimony into consideration when deciding whether to appoint a trustee to run the NRA while it's in bankruptcy or throw the case out, as the New York Attorney General has requested. The NRA boss said that the yacht excursions were among several items of value that he failed to disclose from 2013 and 2020, including a hunting trip to Botswana. Hello, chipmakers. Could you hurry it up, please? CNBC is reporting that Ford and General Motors are shutting down production at several plants due to a computer chip shortage. For GM, the temporary plant closures range from a week or two to several additional weeks for plants that have already been idled due to the parts disruption. GM also will restart production on Monday of mid-size pickups after a two-week shutdown due to the shortage at a plant in Missouri. Ford updated plans, including additional downtime at two plants in Illinois and Missouri through next week, and temporarily shutting its Flat Rock assembly plant in Michigan for a week beginning on Monday. Impacted vehicles include the Ford Explorer and Lincoln Aviator SUVs. Semiconductors are key components used in the infotainment, power steering, and braking systems, among other things. As multiple plants shut down last year due to COVID, suppliers directed semiconductors away from automakers to other industries, and that created a shortage after consumer demand snapped back stronger than expected. The problem is projected to cut over $60 billion in revenue from the global auto industry this year. Well, it seems as if the fad for day traders and small-cap stocks may be fading. If you remember, it was these traders that gave GameStop and AMC Entertainment some big numbers. But now, according to a report from Bloomberg, those small-cap stocks are losing their appeal. Experts are pointing to boomers who are more familiar with the blue chips for putting more money toward them, and there could be some truth in that. As markets continue to move upward, the lure of the old standbys is considered strong. Today brought some news from the pot industry as well. Business Insider is reporting that Canadian penny stock Supreme Cannabis surged as much as 60% today, and trading volumes spiked after news that weed giant Canopy Growth will acquire the company in a transaction valued at approximately $435 million. Shares of the penny stock spiked to 42 cents a share before paring back some gains. Meanwhile, Canopy Growth stock fell by 5%. The transaction will give Canopy a 13.6% total share of the Canadian recreational weed market. It will also strengthen Canopy's brand portfolio. According to a company statement, Supreme Cannabis owns a number of cannabis companies, including 7 Acres. That is Canada's number one premium flower brand. Levi Strauss today said the company experienced a double-digit sales decline in its first fiscal quarter, but is painting a much better picture moving forward. CNBC is reporting that ongoing store closures in Europe and lightened foot traffic in the U.S. due to the pandemic weighed on the quarterly profits. But the denim maker boosted its sales and profit outlook for the first half of this year, assuming the global health crisis doesn't become worse from here on out. CFO Harmit Singh said in an interview with CNBC that the company is anticipating sales will return to 2019 pre-pandemic levels by the fourth quarter. Company shares jumped by more than 6% in after-hours trading. Speaking of stocks, Wall Street closed on a better day today. Like we said earlier, the S&P 500 hit yet another record, mainly due to a boost from technology stocks. The broad equity benchmark gained 17 points to end the day at 4097. Meanwhile, the Dow advanced by 57 points to settle at 33,503, and the NASDAQ outperformed, gaining 140 points to close at 13,829. Apple, Netflix, and Microsoft all climbed by more than 1%, while Amazon and Alphabet also registered gains. The jobless report didn't dent the mood today, as investors are focusing on the upcoming months and the promise of a revived economy. And finally, there is this. While it sometimes appears that extroverts make better leaders, research has shown that ambiverts, those who have qualities of both introverts and extroverts, are most equipped to succeed. A report from BBC WorkLife says that leadership requires moments of listening and reflection, along with moments of enthusiasm and boldness. But how do you develop both qualities at once? Well, you've got to know where you fall in the spectrum before taking steps to become more of the other. But the question is, how do you know what you are already, right? Well, there's a site for that, and we've got the link in the radio blog. All right, stay with us, because for the interview, you'll learn more about the world of agricultural replacement parts from a Michigan-based company that's seen remarkable growth over the past 6 years. Rob Perry from Reliable Aftermarket Parts is our guest. But just click ahead.